Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Let's take a call. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Honorable member.
Honorable member. Order. 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 Hey, Mona, you are relaxing. You basically are feeling a fresh breeze. You're no longer in that clack and tweaky. Order. Order. Honorable member. Order. Hey, 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 hey.
I'm no longer of that kingdom.
I hear you. I hear you. I hear you quite well.
Yeah.
Welcome to the
I've
show.
Designed for popularity. No.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Young to sell a topic.
Hmm.
Yes, Nalendung. Oh, it's a moyen one. Young to sell.
Hmm.
I don't know if I should start. Servant of the Lord, discipleship.
Yeah.
I need to say, Pastor Ray, let me greet the servants of the Lord in the house.
Amen, amen.
And the family, the Christ Yonke, Mhlabeni Wonke, la Radio Pulpit, Finyelela Court.
Hallelujah.
Servant of the Lord, discipleship.
Hmm.
Yo. Okay, mwengwen. Right. Mhlabeni, we were bought with a high price. We are the nation of God, the house that belongs to Christ.
Yeah.
Nge lukufunda le verse. The book of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. Kukhona lenye inceku angazi ubani oyikhotile inceku enkosi lapha estudio wathi ngathi wena Pastor Ray wathi we should deny ourselves. If whoever wants to follow me must deny himself. Now, Christ says, my God, to count the cost of following me. Now, I've seen Ngongosi, you touched it a few weeks ago. We the Bible says we are the heritage of God.
I
don't know the scripture, if you remember. There is a scripture that says we are the heritage of God. Now, and to all the listeners, if we are bought by Christ, the first book of Peter chapter 2, verse 4, Sondelani kuyo, uyitshe eliphilileyo, elinqatshwe ngabantu, kepha kuNkulunkulu likhethekile, liyigugu. Nani njenga mathe aphilileyo nakhiwe nibe yindlu kamoya. Ubupriesti obungcwele ukuze ninikele ngemihlatshelo yokomoya eyamukelekayo kuNkulunkulu.
Oh yes.
Ngaye uKristu Jesu.
Hallelujah.
Now ngifuna ukujampela ku laithi laithi khona you are the royal priesthood. Verse 9. Kepha nina nuhlanga elukhethiweyo. Elukuyibamba lapho ngcwe. Uhlanga yini? You are the tribe. You are bought from the worldly tribe yabaPedi, yamaNdebele, maZulu, yamaXhosa.
Yeah.
Now we are being built into the living rock. It might kubeka ekugcineni levesi ithi ngiyicedelele nceku ithi kepha nina nihlango elikhethiweyo ubupriesti basebukhosini isizwe esingcwele abantu abangabakaNkulunkulu ukuze nishumayele ngobuhle balowo wanibiza ukuze in English says to show forth the praises of his glory. Now here is my question. If when coming to discipleship, have we realized that somewhere thina siyincekwe zikaNkulunkulu, we missed it? Is that is why the church today is able to celebrate a heritage, worldly heritage day? Because we missed a discipleship to say to the people, asisabe, asisase isizwe sezwe, kodwa we are the nation that belong to God, meaning the heritage of us, the nature. We no longer find ourselves in the wenkosi into ubuzwe basemhlabeni because we are no longer of the world. Uma uJesu ekhuleka in the book of John chapter 17. Now, uma uthola thina bazalwane singena emcimbini, nisho is that sengithi yangithusa because I'm going to touch some sensitive matters. It is in that you find abazalwane abanye baye kweluka, uyakwazi kweluka ngcwe nkosi. Abanye baye entabeni, they go to circumcision and in mountain circumcision.
Yeah.
What about I once asked umzalwane ukuthi how did you do that? What into esikhule ngayo? Ngeke siye.
Bayanyamalala ngewinter, my friend.
Bayanyamalala ngeke. Bathende nemigidi. Omunye umpostoli nambuza uthi umpostoli what he went to preach to omunye umgidi. Ngathi what does it yini eniyenzayo bazalwane? Where does it derive from ukuthi indoda idalwa from the mountain? Because a man is developed by God. Now, singena kanja umbuzo wami ukuthi if we are the discipleship of Christ, if we are teaching the discipleship of Christ, so puma kubuzwe in our culture, in our tradition, asisena yobu culture bezwe. Noma siyongena emshadweni ngekwenkosi, we no longer do it culture yezwe. Because we belong to the different, we are bored. Nisho kanjalo iBhayibheli ngeke. Nithi nina nisizwe esikhethiweyo. Discipleship is to teach the new converts ezikaKristu ngobuzwe basezulwini. Ngoba singabasezulwini sasengibo basemhlabeni. But makufika indawo la khona siyithola, siyenza izinto zasezweni. Sihlukene noKristu. Asikhetheni ukuthi namhlanje siyokhonza bani. Asisase if yazi nekwenkosi in conclusion. We asisase yibo amaBhedi, asisase yibo amaZulu, asisase yibo amaXhosa. Singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Kushintsha language, kushintsha ukwenza kwethu. Ngoba asisase yibo be sathengwa ezweni ukuze siveze ubuzwe basezulwini not basemhlabeni angazi yazwakala uma ngabe ukuthi siphelele lapho ukuthi so identify each other ngobuzwe athu Paulu asisazi umuntu ngokwenyama arefera manje kusho ukuthi asazi umuntu ngobuzwe bakhe sizazana nguKristu. So asifundise nabantu ukuthi we no longer into the world. It's very sure to uPetro, you are not born out of the tradition of your fathers, but you are born out of an incorruptible seed.
Absolutely.
So thina asisabamba ngokwezwe ngekwenkosi singaba kaNkuluNkulu asiphumeni sifundise sibe abafundi bakaKristu. Ngakho uKristu waze wanyathela ba ingakho mangabuka uKristu ukuhambe nokwakhe noPaul na bonke iy'nceku zenkosi bebangasangeni ngobuzwe kodwa bashumayela umbuzo wasezulwini isizwe sikaNkulunkulu. Ngiyabonga inceku zenkosi.
Thank you so much, honorable member.
Be blessed, of course.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Amen. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. We are touching base on this, the issue of the need for discipleship. Hello there. Hi.
Hello, Pastor Eugai.
Ritele Gai, Mama. Dimela Salome.
Pastor Ray, discipleship na kam khoke boning ka teng these days is nya ke jealousy like baruti ne babang hai ka ofela ha bona gift ko ngwane ngo mong ka mo kerekeng o developa jealousy wa ibona And then a khone mo disciples a khone o mo leader o mo tlatla wa bona o wa bona me bo bona ka re diske ngwana wa nang le yona e ka go di mogagaga wa bona pastori so jealousy plays a very major role ko discipleship e tshwantse gore e be gona ko garaga kereke Yeah,
thank you so much, Salome, my sister. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're taking your calls. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Send us a WhatsApp. 0826572729.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Radio buzzing of life, 657 AM.
All right, Apostle, let me bring this to you now. The very fact of discipleship, and let me read this. In John chapter 8, verse 12, then Yahusha spoke to them again, saying, I'm the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have light of life. This is the aspect of teaching people about the light that is Christ and to walk in that light. Apostle?
Yes, sir. It's all about teaching people how to walk in the light of Christ.
Yeah.
But then, and also we need to remember that the issue of discipleship should go. It's a learning process that should be continuous. And number two, as it is a learning process, we also need to understand how as we disciple people, we disciple about who are different, who are unique.
Yeah.
Personalities are not different. I mean, look at Jesus, how he dealt with Peter, who was short-tempered. He just took a sword to somebody's ear like that. And then he knew how to deal also with somebody like Thomas, doubting Thomas, who not believe a one of not the Bamara no oh that is why it was easy for Jesus or Ammonsama to and I told this Thomas will not put this matter to rest. So let us not have a disciple about we need to also make sure that but to have a disciple they are unique, they have different personalities and it is very like Holy Mutuaji Banaba Hawatwan. So Lobabutokasabutukautwana. And really, discipleship is a process and it should be continuous. You said something very profound, or Melile Kaika, I go again, and then Nohona Lisa workshop at discipleship. So we should not come to a level as Vanabamudim where we feel like right now we are beyond discipleship. So as much as I was discipled, I discipled others. So it's all appeal. Year in, year out, we must forever learn and we must forever be ready to be taught how to walk in the fullness of Christ. And it's not an easy thing. Now, Matthew 28:19-20, amplified version, go you therefore and make disciples of all nations, and then help the people to learn of me, believe in me, and obey my ways. But now the problem that we have is when people come to church, and then by Nela, the first entry point is salvation, and then the second thing that we do in church, Rebafa the membership forms, but after the membership forms. After filling the membership forms, said by Dumelang to be part of the church, then they also learn the practices, the tradition of the church, more than learning how to follow and walk in the ways of God. So we therefore have believers who are dwarfs because they have not been taught the ways of the Lord. They have not been taught how to walk in the light. We have not been able to teach them and to disciple them to be like Christ and to follow the ways of Christ. So Naruta to follow the ways of Papa and Mama in the church. To teach them to follow the ways of Hona le di program tse ngata tse sa feleng ba ruta how to do that, how to follow that to the letter, but we don't teach them how to really learn lentswe la Modimo, and ba le embrace, ba emulate Morana Jesu ka mokgwa Morana Jesu ba tlang to be emulated. And I want to also read something that Paul echoed in the book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13. Or until we all reach unity in faith and in the knowledge of the Lord our God and become mature, attaining to the full measure and the full stature of Christ. So for you to attain the full measure and the full stature of Christ, here the whole process of discipleship, the whole process of learning. Another thing, Joe, when I live in Bona, Kabobona, the personality of one, but selfish, they can't share. But then when we become the disciples of Jesus Christ, we begin to learn to love one another. And love says, whatever I have, I'm able to share with somebody else. I'm able to distribute whatever gift, whatever resources that I have. So discipleship is to deal with selfishness and self-centeredness. But then when people are not disciples, then all these personalities that are messed up are not confronted. Because when we disciple people, we also use the word of God to disciple them. And the word of God, And also Paul says something very profound. He says, my little children, whom I travail in labor until Christ is completely and permanently formed within you. So now, for Christ to be completely and permanently formed within me and within you, it is a process, Job. There is no one who can come to a level where they feel like, now I've matured enough, I've grown enough, there's no need for me to continue to learn about the ways of the Lord. There's no need for me to continue to mature to the full stature of Christ. Because like as I said, the moment you do that, then we can't grow, we can't impact other people. That's why I'm talking about this thing, yes. We are sheep stealing, because we're not saving people, we are not discipling people, we are not making people to be followers of Christ. And before you hand that over, go and I get a job. This is a process and it is continuous. Really, by rooting, now we need to continue to be discipled. As much as you're discipling others, we must continue to be discipled as well. It's a continuous thing. As long as there's more to learn about Christ, because there's so much about Christ that you can learn that as we teach other people, as we disciple them, as we train them how to follow Christ, how to love one another, how to relate with others, how to behave in the community of believers, you know, how to do things in the community of believers, because people come from different community groups where they would do certain things, where there were certain practices and rituals that they performed that was considered to be the order of the day that was acceptable. But when they come to the flock and to the house of the Lord, then they learn, they get to be taught to know. Really, Mona, that is Sunday, meaning this is what we need to do. We need to give to those who don't have. This is, people are taught, and it's a process. We need to continue to teach people. No mana kor mutomu disciple lang as a monto wahola. On their own. We continue, and so that at the end of the day, we need to also understand what discipleship has a lot to do with accountability. That's very critical, because when we disciple people and teach them, we also teach them how to be accountable, you know, how to be responsible as well. I'm going to leave it here for now.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Apostle. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say. We're talking about the need for discipleship. This is Radio Pulpit.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607.
Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring. 24 hours a day.
All right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, gracing you with His favor in a mighty way.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Peter Otto says, Pastor Ray, where can I get a good discipleship course so I can teach it? Peter, it depends on where you are. It depends on where you stay. If you can just tell me where you stay, I can make a referral for you, you know, and so that you can be able to perhaps evaluate if you would like the discipleship from that place.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Elohim.
Good evening, Pastor Ray and the man of God in the studio with you.
Good evening, sir.
We thank you for such an important topic.
We give the Father the glory.
That gives light, a topic that reminds us what the will of the Father is. Man of God, the whole Bible is about discipleship. The whole Bible. If you look at the man of God who made it, who were used by God, you know, greatly, they will have someone that they are working with, and someone will be discipled, will be prepared, be made ready. When this one goes back home, there's no problem. This one takes over, continues with the work of the Father. So the only challenge, Pastor Ray, that we that we have here is that we have people who were never discipled.
Hey.
And if you are never discipled and you have a ministry, you are ministering, you have a ministry because where now you are a millionaire, a billionaire, so then you have a big church, but you are never discipled.
Hey.
People can never be discipled by riches. Can never be discipled by wealth. Yes, we want to be wealthy. We want to be because we are blessed by the Lord, but that's not discipleship. For you to be wealthy and make it in life, you must have been discipled. Someone must have held your hand. Someone, Pastor Ray, must have walked with you. Someone must have told you that, you know what, when things are not working the way you are expecting, go back to the secret room. Go back to the secret place. Kneel down and cry to your Father. Now, we know that, Pastor Ray, that you can never give what you don't have.
Yeah.
So if you are never discipled, you are never discipled. I know that some people have a problem with Bible school and so on and so forth. But for me, there are Bible colleges, Bible schools that are genuine,
yes,
that are really, really, really teaching about the purpose and the will of the Father. They refer to scripture. You can see, you can even notice that what they are talking about, what they are teaching is scriptural. So Pastor Ray, you cannot give what you don't have.
Yeah.
People, if they really love the Lord, they must just resign from what they are doing. Come back, start from the beginning. Come back to A. If we are already at Z, no. There's no end. There's no college in the things of God. You have not graduated. Come back to A. Humble yourself. Come back to A and be discipled properly so that whatsoever that you are starting, the ministry that you are starting, is the foundation will be solid because you have been discipled. You have been taught.
Yeah.
Pastor Ray, this is Pastor Muzi from Kagiso. I thank you, man of God. May the Lord bless you. Amen.
Pastor Muzi in Kagiso, thank you so much. May the Father do you good, sir. May He do you quite good. And send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729.
She is called, she is chosen, she is crowned in glory. Ladies, Radio Pulpit's Ladies' Day Conference is here. Join us on 24 May 2025 at the LAPA venue, Waterkloof, Pretoria, starting at 9 a.m. Powerful speakers will be Pastor Miriam Masego, Marilyn Morris, and Karine Nama Oko, who will lift you up and inspire you. Need a break? Relax, recharge, and reconnect with like-minded women. 400 Rand will get you a ticket right now on Quicket, or if you want to pay through Radio Pulpit. For more information, contact Radio Pulpit Client Services or email zandile@radiopulpit.co.za. I am her, crowned in glory. See you there.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
All right. Maria Timpe says, 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it for the glory of God. That's what it says there. Do it for the glory of God. That is Maria Timpe there. All right. Maria Timpe, thank you.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
To my brother, Vusmuzi Nkosi, Bab.
Ngibingelele bafundisi, ngibingelele nakuwe, mfundisi Ray.
Brother.
Hayi, isihloko siyasizwa. Indaba ese ijwayelekile, ikhulunywa kakhulu lena emakhaya nasihlangene. Sikabazalwane sikhuluma ngayo ukuthi kubonakalaphi endabeni yokufundisa inokufundiswa. Kodwa ke mina namhlanje ngithena ngilalele kwafika lento kimi ukuthi yini engizoyifundisa mina enginazange ngivume ukuyifundiswa.
Hey, madodana.
Ngoba phela uma ngizofundisa abantu fanele kube ukuthi mina ngavuma ukuthi ngifundiswe. Abantu namhlanje baswele ulwazi ngenxa yokuswela ukufundiswa emasontweni. Akusena lento yokuthi kufanele kube ne-Bible study abantu bafundiswe. Abazalwane bafundiswe izwi. UJesu maye athekwa uSathane, uSathane eza kuyethi athi asho lokhu uJesu solokumile uthi kulotshiwe. Ngoba wayekhuluma ngento ayifundile, wayengathi kulotshiwe kodwa angazange ayifunde le. Wayifundile lezwi, wayelazi. Ngakho ke ayikho into engingayifundisa abantu mina ngingazange ngiyifunde. Ufundisa abantu into mina engiyifundile. Ngakho ke esikhathini sokugcina siphila kuso samanje, kufuneka abantu siphume nje impela, siphume umkhankaso, sibafundise, sibaqwashise, sibawone ukuthi khona ezinye izinto ezingadingi umfundisi. Njengoba umfundisi umagambe kasho, akudingi ukuthi uze kumfundisi ukuthi nali ikhanda lingiphethe umfundisi, ngikhulekele naye inkinga ingihlasele umfundisi. Ngena endaweni yakho khuleka, ukhuleke, funda izwi, bhekana naleso simo ngezwi, vule izwi, vula izwi. IBhayibheli khona iBhayibheli lapha, incwadi lapha encwadini kaHoseya, abantu bamba yaphela ngokuswela ulwazi. Ngoba ulwazi luletha ukukhanya empilweni yomuntu. Mfundisi uRay, angeke nginake kakhulu, kodwa-ke sihle lesihloko. Yini engizobafundisa yona mina engingazange ngiyifunde? Ngoba makufanele ngifunde, azange ngivume ukufunda lezwi, manje ange ngibafundise. And futhi ngizofuna ukuthi lokho mina engibapha kona kube yiloko mina okuzongikhipha ngilapha phezulu. Angibonge bafundisi bami. Uvusi, siyabonga mfundisi Ray. Siyafunda, hey, siyafunda. Asibonge.
Thank you so much. Blessings to you, Vus, my brother. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Sawubona Dumela, hi. Okay, we seem to have lost that. Just allow your phone to ring for a while, then I'll get through to it. 012-334-1322. We are touching base on this. The issue is the issue of discipleship. What it is even all about. JD.
Sanbonani bafundi, Pastor Ray, the need for discipleship. It's very important, Pastor Ray. Discipleship, it's a core foundation of building someone for a holy life, Pastor Ray. Because we know that the real struggle is against sin, Pastor Ray. Even Jesus to die, he died on the cross because of the sin of humanity. So the real struggle, it is against sin. So discipleship, Pastor Ray, empowers us to stand against the very sin that is before us, the very sin that is after us, the very sin that we used to enjoy doing, because there are things that we used to enjoy doing, Pastor Ray, where else they are not in the will of the Father. And now when we are discipled, we begin to have a new character, a character that no more enjoys the things that are contradictory to the way and the will of the Father, but now we begin to enjoy the ways of God, and we begin to speak like David, saying, your commandments, God, you know, they are sweeter than honey, Lord. I love your laws, oh God. I meditate upon them day and night. You know, we begin to have that heart, and we carry that spirit. It is through discipleship, Pastor Ray. Our minds are renewed, Pastor Ray. So I believe without discipleship, Pastor Ray, we are doomed. Because, you know, there was once in my lifetime, I went to this church, Pastor Ray, and as I went to this church, Pastor Ray, I fellowshipped there, and you know, the problem there, Pastor Ray, is that the leader, the pastor, really, not to speak bad, but I believe that he was not yet, ready to lead, or he was not discipled, or maybe he rejected discipleship, or maybe where he's coming from, Pastor Ray, there were no programs of discipleship. I don't know. But judging by the things that he was doing, Pastor Ray, they were questionable because they were not Bible-based. They were really not found in the word of God, Pastor Ray. So I left the church. And as I left the church, Pastor Ray, while I was there, Pastor Ray, the new converts were coming. The new believers were coming to church, Pastor Ray. But the problem is that there was no discipleship. They were not being discipled because I believe the leader himself, was not discipled. So he did not see the importance of discipleship, Pastor Ray. So as I went away from that church, Pastor Ray, it's painful to say, I saw now the church was scattered, and those new converts, who were coming to the Lord, they went back to their old ways, Pastor Ray, and when I, would ask what happened, you were born again, why don't you come back? And they would tell me that, I'm broken, this and this and this happened, but when we are discipled, Pastor Ray, we are, strengthened, and we are made ready for anything that might come. We are made strong, Pastor Ray, for anything that might come, Pastor Ray. So it is very important to be discipled, Pastor Ray, because if you are not discipled, I believe you will be tossed around by everything that blows in this world, Pastor Ray. But when you are discipled, it means now you know the truth of the Father. And when you know the truth of the Father, you will stand on the truth, no matter whether who supports you or who does not support you, Pastor Ray. As long as you know that you have the truth of the Father, you know that you have the Father, Pastor Ray. So it's very important to be discipled, because I can also say, to be discipled, it is to be for God to be made known to you, Pastor Ray. When you are discipled, you are brought nearer to God, and it is like you can see him, Pastor Ray, because you are told his character, you are taught his character, you are taught his ways, you are taught his will, Pastor Ray. So you begin to know him, and when you know him, you more become like him, Pastor Ray. So it's very important. Thank you.
Thank you so much, JD. I appreciate, sir.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Babongani.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, your guest in the studio, and all the Radio Pulpit listeners. I greet you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Ngiyabonga ke ukuthola ke isihloko sanamhlanje ke onginikeza sona izolo. Isihloko sanamhlanje esithi the need for discipleship. Isidingo sabafundi. Being a disciple leads to building more disciples. Jesus desires for us to build more disciples when we are being disciples. Mm. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 to 20 says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you.
Yeah.
And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Ngalokho hambani nenze izizwe zonke abafundi, nibabhaphathize egameni likaYise nelendodana nelikaMoya oNgcwele. 20. Nibafundise ukugcina konke engikuyala ngakho. Bekani mina nginani izinsuku zonke kuze kube sekupheleni kwezwe. The need for discipleship is winning lost souls and populating God's kingdom. Discipleship is important because it fosters spiritual growth, strengthens faith, and equips individuals to live a life of purpose and impact. Reflect Jesus' example of teaching and nurturing followers. Discipleship is essential as it ensures that growth is sustained. It is a process of learning and growing in one's faith, moving towards spiritual maturity and deeper understanding of God's character and will. Discipleship is to make us more like Jesus and deepen our relationship with Him. If we spend time with Jesus, we will naturally begin to talk, walk, and reflect on His character in our lives. Jesus taught in synagogues and in cities. He also lived out the things He taught. That is the best kind of disciple, one who practices what they preach. Discipleship is centered around a relationship with Jesus, where individuals learn from Him, follow His teaching, and strive to live like Him. Discipleship encourages individuals to live a committed lifestyle characterized by faith, obedience, and service, both within and outside the church. Discipleship is important because it is the Lord's chosen method of spreading the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ. Core components of discipleship is to spend time in the Word. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 17. That the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. And we can also read on our own Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Discipleship leads to an abundant life in Christ. Jesus gifted His disciples with true life in Him, teaching them to give up the things of the world, just as He did. He showed them that a life following Him promises abundance, while life in the world will surely end in darkness. John 10:10 said, I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it in more abundantly. I thank you. God bless you. In Jesus' name, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. And I know time has really left, and I wanted to play all of you because I value the fact that you sent your WhatsApp. I value it so much.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right. Linda V says, today I just want to commend Radio Pulpit and this program. More so the team, Brare. We thank and praise God, our Father, for you. Amen. Linda V, I just want to say to you, we give the Father all the glory, all the majesty, and all the honor. It's Him who is teaching us. And Chas Everett says, dear Pastor Ray, discipleship is also a continual thing. Yes, to not neglect the community of believers, going to church, Bible studies, and to study the Word of God for yourself. Absolutely, that is part of it. That is part of it. I agree. And let's see, Onyx.
And lastly, Mfundisi, still Matladi Mabena here.
Hi.
Masi Fundisa about ukudisciple. We need to model what we teach. Yeah. We need to demonstrate the principles and values that we are teaching, yeah, through our own life and actions.
Mm.
And we have to have a starting point. Start with basics.
Mm.
And ensure that what is discipling, what people will understand, the fundamental teachings of Christianity, such as salvation, baptism, and the importance of prayer, and the CBN Bible study. Yeah. Our WhatsApp groups where it's gonna be way gossip and other things. Let it be a platform here to your Bible study. See, use the Bible as our primary resource.
Yes.
See, teach from scriptures using examples and illustrations to help illustrate key concepts. Even nomasna abantabasha manje baya user kakhulu internet na gonke logo, AI and stuff. So we can also see use ama illustrations, our animation, encourage questions and discussions. Sizinga bi I one way session where Muruti hides a Kimruti fella of a little more. We have to foster an environment where those you are discipling feel comfortable to asking questions and engaging in meaningful discussions. And we have to pray for and with those that we are discipling. It mustn't be Gutigazi Waguti Vele, Muruti Reiki and Otorapela. They have to know Uguti, anyone is free to pray and to pray kunkulunkulu in a comfortable way, asking God to guide, encouraging them and strengthening them in their faith.
Sure.
Wow. Meeting regularly will help in the development and the growth. And the Bible, as he said, the Sayo, for abantu abasha abasanda kufika enkonzweni kube iBhayibhile easy to read and to learn.
Yeah.
Uyabona? I think umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu uzokwenzeka. Sizoncedakala in our journey ye discipleship. Amen.
Thank you so much. Onyx, you said something, but it looks like, you know, I played a WhatsApp that you sent, the second one. And because of time, I just want to play a snippet of the first one. If you don't mind, sorry about that. But I promise you, next time I'm just going to give you special preferences just to play your WhatsApp there. I had to do this way. Yes, what you're saying? Let me put it there and give over to you, Onyx. Let's hear you.
Continuously sought by us to become more like uNkosi Jesu Kristu.
Yes.
Si demonstrator izithelo zikamoya oyingcwele njengothando, uthando, injabulo nokuzithoba. Ekuhambeni indlela yethu yokufundela nokufuna ukuba abadisciple, siseve and si evangelize, si share izwi likaNkulunkulu with others.
Yes.
Nalabo abalidingayo abangalazi. Si serve, si sibanceda abanye ubasondeze eNkosini uJesu Kristu. Sikhumbule ngaso sonke isikhathi ngoba masifunda ku Luke 14 verse 27 it says whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. So kunomvuzo ukuba umdisciple waka Jesu Christu. And while siku discipleship kunama challenges and akhona ama challenges, yes, but the rewards are immeasurable once si very intimate, si intimate noNkulunkulu. Sizo experience ukujabula, ukuthula, uthando nokumazi uNkulunkulu personally. And we will enjoy and receive the gift of eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ.
Sure. I hear you. Kuyafuneka
nje ukuthi sisibekele eceleni, sisi prioritize isikhathi noNkulunkulu.
Thank you so much, Onyx. I hear you quite well. Thank you so much. And let's see, Renette, thank you. Says yes, Renette says discipleship is also a continual thing, not to neglect community of believers going to church and Bible studies and to study God's word yourself. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for that, and may the Father do you good. Right. Let me do this. Let me give the Apostle Phumla Mfene 1.5 minutes to do her final statement on this. Discipleship is very important, and much of the times we really should know that there are promises with it. And Christ is setting an example with it. 1 Peter 2.21, for this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. Discipleship is following the steps of Christ that he left an example of. Apostle?
One thing I would emphasize before we require for the discipleship is the journey of spiritual growth. And it will forever involve us studying the word of God, being in fellowship with other believers.
Yes.
And being intentional as well, you know, about studying the word of God and doing what is right, and also looking up to those who are modeling the lifestyle lamrana Jesu ka tele tshwanetseng. And finally, lentjela modimo le re by this shall also men know that we are his disciples when we love one another. So there's also that part of loving one another. Love is a big part of it. John 8:31-32, if you hold to my teaching, so as a disciple of Christ, you must forever uphold the teaching of Christ. Or if you do that, you are truly my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Absolutely. And Pastor Makamu, the very aspect of discipleship is very important, because it should lead us to fruitfulness. And Christ says, in Revelations chapter 14, verse 4, there are also those ones who were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were redeemed from amongst men, being first fruits to Yahuwah and to the Lamb. Now, those who follow the Lamb wherever he goes, who stay away from the defiling elements of the world, that is discipleship. What do you say? Let me give you a minute and a half.
If longo into umuntu atuwelandela, ayikho in the wheat, then u disciple umunye umoya kusuwona lo aka Christ. Umangabo disciple umoya aka Christ, he will do what is in the word, and he will teach what is in the word, and you will live the word when ngo kwako uphila izwi. Ufundisa abantu not just ngomlomo but ngempilo yakho. You live izwi.
Absolutely.
Ekugcineni umfundisi wami ngithatha ukuthi na thousands of angels are ministering right now in the presence of the Lord. amakiruba, amaserafim, aguqenga amadola, athi you are holy, you are holy, Lord, you are holy, Yahuwah. Now I add my voice there to say, you are holy, Yahuwah. Live and rule the world is yours. Udumo nenkazimulo nezibongo zonke zifanele wena Baba. Amen.
Amen. Next week we are going to be talking about self-control. We are going to be talking about self-control as to what it is all about. Futhi simakamo ikhenzile. Thank you.
Inkomo sikwemba simkatekisi. Mamana namfana inkomo sikwemba simkatekisi. Pastor Green. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. And Apostle, thank you so much. Much blessings to you.
Much blessings to you, Muruti, and to Muruti Makamale, Muruti Green, and to our listeners. And we meet again same time, same place next week. Shalom, shalom. Grace upon grace.
Grace upon Amen. Grace. Thank you so much. We really appreciate. May the Father be glorified. To the King above all else, we give him glory. Majesty and honor, there's none like him, and we honor his holy name. He is wonderful, and we thank him that by his Holy Spirit he has led us into all truth, and we appreciate that. We appreciate that so much. Thank you for the calls, thank you for the WhatsApps, thank you for listening, thank you for the voice notes, and we give the Father the glory, the majesty, and the honor that even tonight, you and I, he has been teaching us. As for me, Ray, I say, Tuda! Rabah!
You're at 657 AM. Radio carrying 24 hours a day.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at daily challenges, relevant issues, and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Become enlightened. Listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 a.m. or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 a.m. and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.